Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the empire today at www.dbmpe.com.
Jump on the ball! It's not going to happen. I'm not giving your son any more playing time as linebacker.
But he's only been in for 7 plays all season. How is that fair? All the other linebackers get more playing time than him.
It's not about fair. I have to give the team the best chance of winning each week.
But my Johnny is special.
He's given up 5 touchdowns. Curtis, you want to run wind sprints? Don't give up on the play, Curtis.
But he also got an interception.
That he then fumbled, and the other team ran back for a touchdown. So, 6 touchdowns.
It's because he hasn't gotten enough playing time.
Or maybe it's because he's afraid of contact. During one practice, the ball hit him in the helmet, and he curled up on the ground crying.
He was probably concussed.
Or a huge kitty cat. Not you, Jeffrey. You just don't know how to run a slant.
Kitty cat?
Not allowed to call them pussies anymore.
How dare you! My son is not a pussy... kitty cat! If his father was still around, you wouldn't talk to him like that.
You're right, I probably would have called your son a kitty cat sooner.
You are deplorable.
I am a football coach. Oh, come on, you bunch of kitties! Stop rolling around like you got balls of yarn! Hit something!
I bet you never talked this way to Jared Lawrence's mother.
You're right, I don't. She's never been here.
Oh, but you talked this way to her if she was?
Nope.
Ha! So there is a double standard?
Yeah, because her son has thrown 19 touchdowns so far this season.
Ugh! Stats, stats, and more stats. Why do you people always obsess over the stats?
Because they help us make decisions that will give us a better chance of winning. That was pathetic! Hit the showers, but no soap! We don't need your fingers any more slippery, and no fancy fee 7 Abu Dhabi's up for you, Sneed!
There is more to being the coach of the Chicago Bears than winning.
Hey, Mom! Hey, do you have my fruit snacks?
Oh, of course, sweetie!
Oh, I'll be a baby bird. I'll be a baby bird.
I'm going chewing, chewing, chewing. Bleh, 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 bleh. Oh, you
Jesus.
Like that?
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Suck it.
Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come all, we'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's.
my thanks for taking me to this ball game, Arthur. My initial reaction upon meeting you at our workplace was to vaporize you instantly. But this touching display of camaraderie has forestalled your doom.
No problem, Zagron. You've really never seen the Cubs play?
No, and I am bewildered by your city's fixation on Ursine avatars. They are fierce and strong, it is true, but they are also slow, stupid, and do not retain their flavor in a stew.
You're a funny guy, Z-Dog. You want a beer?
If you do not have any fermented Carthian slugworm blood, I would rather have a snack. Shall I kneecap one of these wandering food slaves?
Where do you think we are, New York? No, man, just raise your hand. Yo, hot dog!
$7.
Give me two. Keep the change. Zag, what do you want on yours?
I am told it is heresy in this district to put a tomato-based condiment on my pig anus puree tube, as that will ruin it. Therefore, I will just take your standard assortment of phosphorically colored sodium globs and pseudo-vegetables.
Right. Mustard, relish, and onion. Bon appetit.
Hey, here come the cubbies! Woohoo!
Krathnar's teats, is this a joke? They have no body armor to compensate for their lack of exoskeletons, and only one of them is armed with a paltry stick of hardened vegetable fiber. They shall be decimated within seconds.
Well, the batter's just warming up in the bullpen, but actually fielding first. See, the pitcher is running out to the mound.
Where is his projectile cannon? Are you telling me he plans on hurling that minuscule torpedo with his upper appendage? By the fetid sacks of Prothean, he does not stand a chance.
Chill, buddy. That's what everybody said up until 2016. But we're winners now, baby. Anyway, the Brewers don't stand a chance against us. Here they come now.
Strange. There is no discernible difference between the Ursine Warriors and the team now entering the gladiatorial arena, and yet I feel oddly protective of the squadron in whose district we now reside.
That's a team spirit, Z. Go with it. That's what we're here for. We gotta root, root, root for the home team!
Yes, I remember that war chant. We shall cajole and incentivize the local warriors. If they do not emerge victorious, it shall be a mark of dishonor. For we shall count the number of failed attempts 1 through 3 inclusive before retiring the athlete participating in the most popular Terran athletic contest.
You talk like everything you say goes through Google Translate a bunch of times. You know that, right?
Silence, Arthur. The Brew R's have sent their mightiest warrior to the rubber quintagon you call House Plate. He is swinging the dead vegetable stick menacingly.
You don't know anything about baseball, do you? It's Home Plate. And that's what he's supposed to do. He's trying to get a hit.
Why would he want someone to hit him? With his puny frame, his bones would shatter immediately. Wait. Perhaps he is trying to hit someone on our beloved fetal Ursine squadron. Treachery.
Well, he's actually trying to hit the ball, dude. You know, I'm starting to think this outing wasn't such a good idea.
Aha! So the vegetable stick, acting as a fulcrum to provide force, shall propel the ball into the ranks of our warriors, decimating them and allowing for outright conquest by the Brew-Rs. The arena shall run red with blood and other organic particulates.
Jesus, man. You're supposed to just relax with a dog and maybe a brewski and enjoy the game. Not act like it's some kind of nightmarish slaughterhouse. This ain't football, for God's sake.
This I cannot abide. Stand clear, Arthur. I must act as a warrior would.
Christ, what the fuck is that?
A trans-dimensional atomic decompiler. If the Ursines cannot defend themselves, I shall step into the breach.
What the fuck? Zagron, where are the Brewers?
I have saved our Ursines by disassembling the Brew-Rs on an atomic level.
Oh my God, you've killed them!
Only if you consider breaking them down into their component elements and scattering them across the planet, killing them. I can see why you enjoy this baseball. It is exciting.
This is horrible. I mean, the Brewers weren't going to make the playoffs anyway, so it's kind of a wash. But still!
Calm yourself, human. By my observation, this is the only exciting thing to happen in a baseball game for several solar cycles, so you may as well enjoy it. food slave. Two more anus tubes.
1932. The country was in the middle of a Great Depression, and to keep the morale of the populace up, all eyes turned to that all-American sport, baseball. Come with us now as we visit the office of Orville Squamish, manager of the beleaguered Chicago Green Sox, as they prepare for a new season in that tumultuous year.
All right, boys, settle down. You want the scoop on this year's lineup, or don't you?
Well, sure. Spill the beans, boss.
And how?
Sassafras!
Watch your manners, Pipsqueak. I don't cotton to no cursing in my ballpark. Now, you boys remember our old catcher, Phineas O'Toole, don't you? He's rejoining us as a coach.
Sure. And but Big Jim Sullivan himself could dine on the whole pasty lot of you without so much as raising a belch. A bunch of little pansies. It might as well be chungos.
Chungos. What the heck is a chungo?
Well, I am sure I have no good goddamn idea. If you're not Irish, he's got some nickname for you. But hell if I know what they all mean. Keep that under your hat, boys.
Mum's the word, Chief.
Darn tootin'.
Applesauce.
Pipe down, you. Now, I'm sure you boys are familiar with our old infield lineup. 12 Toes Churchill is still playing first, with Steam Clams Hannigan filling in.
Wait, isn't Churchill on the injured list?
No. The team doctor checked his leg stumps, and he's doing fine.
Hey, I'll make a man out of the Ponzi bastard. Make no mistake, he'll be rounding the bases speedy as you ask, or I'll be sure that the gutters will run brownish red with his vicious fluids. Stupid Largo.
Say, what's with this Largo business?
What's the matter? You offended or something?
I'm actually not sure.
Well, anyway, we've still got Ty, Babe Ruth, Cobb pitching, Invertebrate Jones catching, and braless Joe Jackson pinch-hitting as before.
Say, what's all the rhubarb about the new boys from spring training?
Glad you asked, fellas. We're excited about the new infield triple threat of Morty the Thief Thomas on second, Jack the Butcher Johnson at shortstop, and Anthony the Cold-Blooded Murderer Snead at third.
That's sensational.
Outstanding.
Horseradish. Ooh, your tongue, lad. Me ain't grown half absorbed twin craps bigger than you. And I'll have half a mind to let him sink his teeth into you. These idiot crawfies, I swear.
Are you keeping the outfielders, Captain?
Well, boys, we know not to mess with a good thing here. In right field, we still have Two Dongs Finney, Rolo Kid Labia Apprentice is at center, and newly acquired from the Warsaw League, we've got Zibiganu, Big Fat Dumb Farm Boy Wojciechowski.
What about Sammy, the free market socialist Moore?
He's going back to the minors. Too many scuffles with Al-regulated market Brooks. He'll be replaced by Rocky the Human Latrine Bensonhurst.
Ah, P-knuckle! I hear Bensonhurst can't hold a drink, let alone a ball. Don't make me come over there and violate every non-expandable orifice you have, you flaming snood. I swear this country's gone to the dogs. What with you slimy little goots? A good Irishman can't make a living no more.
All right. No need for name-calling there, Finn. Whatever it is you just called them. The boys and I are just having a little chat.
Easy for you to say. You flargs are sitting easy on top of your big piles of money, where us working wings have to deal with the ways of snoots, prinkles, and cludes taking our jobs. Baseball was better when it was a gentleman's game. When flads like swollen genitals, Anderson, and distended colon, Windersor, strode the mound.
Now that tears it, O'Toole. I've had just about enough of your bigotry. There's no room in modern baseball for those attitudes. Take a hike and don't come back. There's a place in baseball for every American. Well, not women. Well, not non-whites. Well, not the, you know, homosexuals. But the white males and straights, of course.
You're just a bunch of ungrateful tweens, anyway. You can keep your gurps and floons and bibble nooks and be done with you.
Aw, horse piss!
I thought I'd have a party, so I got on the phone. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Amanda Davila, Nick Mataragas, Elizabeth Krahulik, Paul Hinnick, Mike O'Fillerance, Declan Shannon, Brian Sweeney, Keith Hernandez, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Scott Hewitt, Scott Mercer, Dave Waterbury, John Wall, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly is a production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
WGLY.
Yo, hot dog!
Man, this is a really nice shirt.
Oh, you like it? It's my DVMPE shirt.
Yeah, I mean, where could a guy like me get a shirt like that?
Just go to DVMPE.com and click on the store link.
That sounds easy. But I bet a nice shirt like that costs like $50 or more.
Where do you buy clothes? Look, there's a wide range of products at the DVMPE store, from shirts to coffee mugs to buttons. They've even got these cool new watches for sale.
It looks to me like I need to get to the DVMPE store today so I can show my support for the best podcast network all around, the DVM Production Empire.
I like to listen to DVMPE podcasts while drinking coffee out of my DVM Production Empire coffee mug.
Maybe the DVMPE will feature my pictures if I'm wearing a shirt like that and send it to them. What's the website again?
DVMPE.com.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/Star Money. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.